Today is Trinity Sunday. It's that Sunday in the church calendar where preachers cry for a week, read lots of books in desperation, come up with all kinds of analogies and find out that every single one of them can say that's dodgy, can say that one is wrong, that one's inadequate. So with humility, pray. What can make it even worse is, and I say this desperately, if you go on to the 9:15 service and the assistant minister preaches, and she preaches a stormer, and you're thinking, Dice, I wish I had said to preach to you, let me talk as well. It is recorded. I would really encourage you to listen to it. If you think, oh no, talking about the Trinity just gives me a headache, Lindsay's sermon will not give you a headache. Hopefully mine won't, but Lindsay's definitely won't. So God is one, it's one God, but it's three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you very much. We'll call it my show now. That's it. That's the truth. That's the nature of God. The problem is, we've got human little brains. And he's God, and we're not. And it's a lot easier for him to understand us than it is for us to fully understand him. I wonder how your families work. If a little green man arrived in a spaceship, crashed into your garden, emerged out of a hole, and said, I have come to study you, you primitive life force. Tell me how your family works. I wonder what you would say. I wonder for those of you who are married, if I said to you, tell me, how does your marriage work? In fact, let's do that. Let's get...
No.
You'd all be running for the doors, and you'd particularly jet if I came up and thrust the microphone at you and said, right, tell me how your marriage works. You'd be sweating, wouldn't you? Or, let's think, big picture, Kathy was sharing about that amazing rainbow. How does our universe work? That's a classic children's book. Classic question for little kids, isn't it? Because it's bound up to you when you've got like 30 seconds, you're trying to get there, pack lunch ready, so you go out the door, you're 10 minutes behind already, you nearly kill one of your children, and then one pipes up with, how's the universe work? I guess most of us wouldn't know where to start. We'd say, ask Professor Cox or Stephen Hawking. Even for the bottoms, where do you start? Reality is, there's just so much that we don't even know. We don't know. We laugh at the idea that people used to think the world was flat. We're like, ridiculous! But I wonder what our great-great-grandchildren are going to laugh at first of all. I was just looking at my lifeline. Just drop in, it was my birthday. I'm 38, oh my goodness, I'm not waiting for it. I feel about that a bit. In my lifetime, we didn't know fantastic algorithms. We didn't know about the human genome. We had discovered stem cells, which are now doing massive things in cancer treatment. Imagine what our great-great-grandchildren are going to look back at us and go, ridiculous. They didn't know that. They thought the world were like that. Come on. They must be very simple, our grandparents. So where am I going with this? Well, this morning we're thinking about God's nature. God's identity as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a Trinity. One God, but three persons. And that's huge, isn't it? That's massive. It's a bit like those questions, kind of. How does your family work? That's huge. Depends on the day, on the moment. How does your marriage work? I don't know, but it does. How does the universe work? But we live in it, don't we? In our relationships, we don't. If you ask us to put the right lesson on how it works, we wouldn't necessarily be able to do that. But it works. We live in it in the day-to-day reality. In the wonder of our universe, we don't understand how it really works, but we live in it. In our day-to-day existence, we just take for granted there's oxygen there, that an asteroid isn't going to hurtle into us at this precise moment, just end it all. And so I want us to think about the big reality of God being three persons. With those two themes, that theme of wonder and that theme of relationship. If I asked you how human relationships work, you'd be tongue-tied, you'd be feeling around for how to explain. If I asked you how the universe works, you'd be doing the same. If you're a real scientific geek type, you'd probably talk at a completely different level to me. So two things, relationship and wonder. The Bible, God's word, testifies there is one God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the amazing and wondrous thing is that we can be in relationship with God because Jesus has made a way. God is love. God is family. God is one yet three. And we live in that experience, don't we? It's not just something that's written in a textbook. It's something that we live in and that we experience. When we think about creation, when we think about this moment, there is a humbling mystery and complexity in our existence. As my birthday trace, it's been a long while since I was sort of learning. So I can't remember sort of my GCSE biology and my A-level biology. It's kind of, there's stuff there. But if you think of some of that stuff that you learned about how breathing works, about how we take in oxygen and produce carbon dioxide, how the planet absorbs that and processes it. It's an incredible mystery to our world. We sit on a chair, but how can the atoms do hold our weight? And I never think about it, I just sit on a chair. The psalmist says, "Who am I that you're mindful of me?" Not in a doing and set self down kind of way, but just in a kind of happy style. Beautiful rainbow. Wow. My girls are climbing up Snowdon, standing at the top, not being able to see a thing as the cloud has come down. But how I pictured it was them standing on top of Snowdon, going, "Wow." And there was a bit of wow points on the way up. Who am I that you are mindful of me? But again, God's word reminds us that it's our original purpose, not that we should be lost in awe and wonder, but that we should know God. So not that we should just be wow, but that we should live with him, know him, share life with him. In the Garden of Eden, before everything went pear-shaped, God walked in the garden. And though he was the awesome creator, he came to be. He came to walk in the garden. He came to share life with Adam and Eve. And he shares and desires to share life with you and me, just the same. When the disciples came to Jesus and said, "We know God is big and powerful and amazing. How do we approach him? How do we pray?" Jesus says, "Speak to everyone like the dad." What must they have thought about in that moment? The awesome creator, and Jesus says, "Talk to him like the dad." Wow. So let's take that approach. Let's take Jesus' counsel and apply it to engaging with God with his nature as three persons. Let's take that relational approach. We believe in one God, these three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The one God. So let's explore the unity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are one in purpose. Sometimes we can have this picture in our mind, I don't know if you've had this, where kind of God the Father is the old guy. Got a big beard, he's older, he sits on a big throne, and he looks slightly scary and broken. Then you've got Jesus the Son, who's younger, so he's got a shorter beard, and he's sort of more approachable. And then you've got God the Holy Spirit, who's kind of the errand boy. He's running around like a lunatic, helping everyone. Have you ever had that kind of caricature in your head? Well, it's rooted in truth in one sense, but it's distorted. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are distinct persons. They do specific roles. In a sense, they do differ. The Holy Spirit and Jesus do. They seek to glorify the Father. They're not in it for calling attention to themselves. Their desire is that they would glorify the Father. But all three persons have that same divine nature, the same eternal purposes. Jesus isn't put upon by the Father. The Holy Spirit isn't put upon running around helping us because the Father says so. Their eternal purpose, their eternal reality of being, has been that they might know us and that we might know God. They have different roles. The Father is the ultimate source or cause of the universe. He's the source of Jesus' word. Jesus said, I don't do anything unless the Father okays it. Sends me on it. There's a whole, if you go onto our Facebook page, there's a whole video for about 5 minutes that lists a whole load of different Bible verses that map out the different roles of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I haven't got time to do that, but I'll throw in the headlines and you can look at it. The Son is the agent through which the Father does his work. The creation and the maintenance of the universe. At the beginning, Jesus was there making it happen. And then the Holy Spirit is the means by which we, here and now, experience the work of Jesus. It's confirmed in us that Jesus has forgiven us. He has made a way. He's the one who helps us now. He empowers us. He encourages us. He strengthens us. He speaks those words of truth and life into us that Jesus spoke. Let's grasp the so what question. So God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So what? Well, in our Bible reading, we hear that it's into that relationship that we are invited. Because we are in Christ, we are invited into that relationship of God. Jesus came that we might be restored to be back in that place. Come on in, guys. Jesus came that we might be invited into relationship with God. He came that we might know that we can have a right relationship with God. The Spirit was sent that we might know we can have a right relationship with Jesus. In a moment, hopefully, the older children are going to join us. In fact, let me just...